Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for Daniel Yisrael ben Aviv Elisheva. And we're in Os Tezvav, in the Tzidkas at Tzadik. Yishad HaBracha V'tzach HaMacham HaSeh Yadav. Mitzvah Yischus Ladim Shetizdam In Liyadav. A person should be happy on every opportunity that he has to do a mitzvah, because it's a schuz that was given to a man min HaShemayim that he has this mitzvah to do. K'mo She'amru Lech HaZal Seh, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is the very fact that he can do a mitzvah. Kumosha Sipru, but Tosef, like it is in the Sefta, but also that person, Shinizdam, and the other, what happened upon him, that he gathered the grain of his field, Mitzvah Shechacha, and he forgot a few sheaves, and he left them for the Aniyim, as the Torah said, Merov Simcha, Hevi Ola, he brought a carbon Ola. He should be happy, ah, Baruch Hashem, he had this mitzvah here. In order to do this mitzvah, you have to forget, he was so happy that he forgot. B'chein Mucham, Hashem Rechazal, B'sukkah, 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 that when it rains, the Gesham B'chag Simon, rather, when it rains, it's a bad Simon, Mashal, etc., to an Eved who's coming to pour a cup for his master, and the master throws the cup back in his face. So, we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, we don't, so it's like Hashem is throwing it in our face, K'viyach HaShalom, so we should be happy to do a mitzvah. V'chein Mavur, and we also see this in the Zohar Kadosh, that here he has Mubuchobos HaLavavos, Kasher, Hashem is Baruch Hu Shloch Doran, Doran Lavo Mazmin Lo Ani. Hashem wants to give you a gift. He sends an Ani that he can do the mitzvah Tzedakah. V'chein Mevorachim Shachianu Mishkavua Bezman. If you have a mitzvah that's a set time, you say Shachianu because you're so happy that you're able to make the mitzvah. Zeh Olashan Zekayim Lechol B'Trumah Brachas Beis Amid Beis. Achilas Trumah Mitzvah. That's what it means. From the time there's Zochet to eat Trumah, because eating Trumah is a mitzvah like it says in Pesach Mayim Gimel Reishim Bet Aleph. So when it says in the Brayis, it's Man Kriyas Shema, when the Kohen has Zocheh Lechol B'Trumah, because Achilas Trumah is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is a schus. And our Tana, that he learned B'Shash Kohanim Nechnasim, he's coming to teach us, the Kohanim are Zrizim. The Zrizim, the Kedimim the mitzvahs, Zrizim are Makdim the mitzvahs, and therefore take it for Rega Rishana, Shemituharim, the moment they become pure, Tzeis HaKochavim, Hem Nechnasim, they go in, and they prepare to be makayim the mitzvah achilas truma without waiting. Shemiyad b'gizman mitzvah yaschul knisa. Immediately they go in. Hainu achana lemitzvah. That's why it says nechnasim. Yosef Engel also talks about this. Let's say kohanim nechnasim leachol truma. This beautiful word by the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael. He says from the Gemara Ksubis, Chavdalad, I think that Chavdalad Chavav, that it says that the kohanim would eat the truma in a hidden place in makom tzanua. That's why it says nechnasim. But here he has nechnasim knisa achana lemitzvah. When they go into each room, that's a preparation for the mitzvah. Agav Baruch Hu Kamashmalan, the Tana is telling us, Derech Agav, the Lashon Nechnasim, and another limud, the Tzarech Knisa, Vayinu Hachana LeMitzvah. So not only is he telling us when the time for Kriyas Shema is, he's telling us to Hachana LeMitzvah, and don't eat immediately. Like the Rabbeinu writes in Kuntres Eis Hochel, there's a beautiful Kuntres on how to eat. How would you eat? That Achilas Arai is like a glutton is eating. That's a terrible thing. So you have to eat with hachana. He's eating the trum with hachana. He's preparing to do the mitzvah. Man dharma, that according to the man dharma, the price is man kriyas shema is misha kohanim mitoharim lechol b'truma. Yesh loimar. That we can say that what's pshat mitoharim, purified, that the tosis di ramaschum misha hikshu ayin sham. So the reason he's reading Shema so fast before the Kohanim Nechnasim, in other words, even before they go into the Truma, the moment they are become pure to eat the Truma, that's from that, then you say Kriya Shema, because Tosis Nimras Lamisha asked on the Tana that holds this, my Kriya Shema is from the time that the Ani goes in to eat his bread with salt. So according to this, when's the Ani going to himself daven Ma'ariv? The thing is, once Man Kriya Shema comes, you're not allowed to start a Seuda. The Tosis is bothered if it's when the Ani goes in to eat his meal. When's the Ani going to daven? Because he's not allowed to eat till he davens. So we can answer that the Lashon of Nichnas is talking about Hachana. So when the Ani is Nichnas Lechol, in other words, he's only doing a Hachana to eat. Like we said earlier, so the Kavan of the Tana is, what the Tana means is, Bishas Knisa, at the time of the entry, and the Hachana of the Ani to eat, then Yikra, then he should read Shema, and then afterwards he should eat. And the high man the Amr, and that man the Amr, that holds his man Kriya Shema, is with the time that the Kohanim are pure to eat Shema, so over the Ein Panai B'Shas Knitza, There's no time in the time of Knesset, which is Zman Hachana L'Mitzvah Chilas Truma, the Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim of Tefillah, for Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim of Shema and Tefillah, Didai, it's enough, according to this Tana, the Hachana Mu'etes, you only need a little bit of Hachana, and therefore he holds, read Shema immediately when they become pure, before they're Osek in the Hachana for the Mitzvah Chilas Truma. So one Tana holds that when they're preparing themselves to eat the Truma, you should say Shema, and another Tana holds, no, even before that, when the Kohana become pure. Inam, we can give another reason why the Tana learns Lashon Mituharim. So there, the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim in a Roy B'Shas Kenisa. The Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is not right when they're doing Hachana, entering to do Hachana, preparation for eating the Truma, because Inam Inyan Hachana, because Kabbalah Samach Shemayim is not an Inyan of Hachana for Achilas Truma. Like Mitzvah Apenavshi is an independent Mitzvah. Therefore the Tana says, Man Kriyash Moshe Kohanim is going to be Mitoharim when they're Tar, that they should read before they're preparing for Mitzvah Truma. You don't want to get the two mixed up. There's the Hachana for Truma, and then there's the Shema. So first do your Shema, and then your Hachana for Truma. They should be mixed up. The Tana Didan, in our Tana, who learns Lashon Nechnasim, the Kaimelon Kavasim, we pass in like that, that it starts from Seisa Kochavim. So the Kabbalah Samach Shemayim Mitfilah Atzmo Hachana, he holds that Kabbalah Samach Shemayim Mitfilah are the preparation for Mitzvah Chilas Truma. Umein Yana, that's the Inyan of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, is Shema and Shemana Esrei, that's part of the Hachana for Truma. Before you do mitzvahs, you have to makabel upon yourself the yoke of heaven. Benister, so it has to be benister. Even if you don't see the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, because you're not medaber lifnei Hamelech, as Rashi says in the Gemara. You're not speaking before the king. That's not what Shema is, like we said earlier in different shir. It's like the king is speaking to you. And then there's tefillah, which is nochach. So on one hand, Shema, you're just like quoting the king. But tefillah is nochach, that God is opposite you. You have to show yourself as if you're omid v'fnei ha-melech. So that's what you have to do before you become a mitzvah. Part of being kabbal mach shemaim is Shema and Shemona Esrei. That's... In the Kriya Shema, Hashem is more hidden. It's one type of Gomachal Shemaim, and then Shema Tefillah, he's more Nochach, he's more Nochach, he's more present. B'zeo HaBracha Shlefnei Achila, and that's the bracha that we make before we eat. Shehu Nochach, that's the Lashon of Nochach, V'nistar Bruch Ato Hashem, HaMotzi, Shakol Nia B'dvaro. So that's what we discussed in the previous shir, that's the whole the famous Shuvah HaRashba, where he says, first you're directly talking to Hashem, and then Hashem is hidden. We know that we have one aspect of Hashem that we understand, and we know that we don't. So first it's Nochach, then it's Nistar. Maschela is Nochach. It starts with Nochach, not like in Tefillah. First we have Kriyashma, which is Nistar, and then we have Tefillah, which is Nochach. But here, first we have Nochach, and then we have Nistar. First we have, they're speaking directly to God, then God is hidden. Shigam Lebracha, even for the Bracha itself, that he's making now, Tzarech Hachana. You need this hachana of Kabbalas al Malchus Shemayim. Shegam hu nase mitzvah d'rabbanan. Because this bracha is also mitzvah d'rabbanan. The Chazal commanded us to make a bracha senen, and even though he's not commanded to eat, kevin she yotzei l'pol b'dibur. Since now it's yotzei l'pol with his speech to be mekayim takanas chachamim, benusach ha bracha. So it starts b'lashon nochach, because the bracha also needs hachana. So when you say the bracha, you first need a hachana of Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim, and then you can speak to Hashem b'lashon nochach. And so to Kriya Shema. First we say Kriya Shema, that's like our Hachana, and then we get to Shemana Esrei, which is Nochach. So also before you do the Bracha, before you say the Bracha, you have to first imagine that Hashem is before you, you're Mekabel upon yourself the yoke, and now you're doing this Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, which is actualized by the Dibur. And look what I wrote there in Kuntrus Eisa Ochel, that if you eat B'Kedusha, you have to eat B'Mesinus, you have to eat slowly, because the Taiva is about eating fast and swallowing it all up. You have to eat it slowly, and also b'achilas truma, Zachilas mitzvah, nechnasem, you need a hachana, you don't just get directly to it, you don't just snatch it. So to hear before you make the bracha, you do a hachana, you know you speak to God, you know you're about to do a mitzvah. So to shema and tefillah, to preparations, kavod samachal shemayim and shema, and then tefillah, loshen nochach, and you're directly standing in front of Hashem. And also for tshuma, nechnasem, that you're doing your hachana, you go in, and you do your hachana, you mekabel all machos shemayim. And that's the idea. Before all mitzvahs, first you have to be mekabel al machos shemayim benistar, like we do by Kriya Shema, that he's not directly in front of us in a sort of hidden way. We know he's there, but it's hidden. And then we get to the nochach, and that's the way we're supposed to be, mekayim mitzvahs. Oz tezayin, Dvar mitzvah shasom v'pnei asafik cholav kedush Hashem yisbarach v'vadi kevin shavazak asosu v'pnei asafik dug v'tziyam tushenio mitzvah, that you do out of doubt, the name of God falls upon this, definitely, since you have to do this mitzvah, al safek, like Yom Tov Sheni, vein Shabbos, chuf kim lovin aleph, and varach an asherke v'shem tzotzu tzivanu, as safek, chutz midmai, drobim eretz matzim. So if you're doing a mitzvah, mikvach safek, so you make a bracha. You make a bracha. Even on a safek mitzvah rabbanan, yan choshin safek bracha levatala. Why not? Because, except for demai, because Roma merits masrim. So most Roma merits masrim. So therefore, Rashi says not even a suffix. You don't have to do it. You don't have to be maser at all. So we do it anyway. We take off maser if you have suffix maser demai damai. What is this? You don't know, but you assume no more Roma merits masrim. So that is muser, but you be maser anyway. But that's not really a suffix. So you don't make a bracha. But normally, when you do a bracha, even mitoch suffix, the kedusha of Hashem is chal. And if we make a bracha, and Yom Tov Sheni, we make a bracha. Ve'en ma shekasavti be'adzel ha'alacha b'chidushai. In the Sefer Otzer HaMelech, Rabbeinu explains, in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Beis Halachot Zayin, the Rambam paskens on an Eved Ivri who sold to a goy. Rambam paskins that if you have an Eved Ivri, he can be Gaol HaChatzayin. Mara has a Shaila about this in the Gemara, Chaf Amud Beis and Kedushin. The Rambam paskins that he can. In other words, if he has 4 years left to work and he has enough money to redeem himself for 2 years, he can redeem himself and then leave after 2 years. He can give half the money. So that's an Eved Shenimka La'akum. So, the Rambam paskins in Halacha Yud, in the second perek, so can he redeem himself halfway? The Rambam says he redeems himself. Pam yelahakol pam lachem. Sometimes it's the coolest, it's the chumra. Keit lahachem. How does it work? Lahachem. Merkanos in Masayim. If he brought him for 200, nasan lochatzi dam shein man. He gave him 100. Minishcha fearei atushavim man. Now he's worth less. His price went down, and now he's only worth 100. He's not worth 200 anymore. So, but he already gave him 100. No, he still has to give him 50, which is half of what's left. And then it turns out that he gave 150, even though now he's only worth a money. In other words, you would say that if he bought him for 200 and he gave him 100, and now he's only worth 100, so maybe he can go scot-free. The answer is no. Now he's worth 100. Originally gave him a half, which was Maya. Now he's worth 100. And now he has to give him the other half. What's the other half? Another 50. Which is what's half of what's left, because now it's 100's left. So it turns out that he gave him 150, even though now he's only worth 100. So he wanted to redeem himself. He has to redeem himself with 150, now with 100. So the question is, why are we machmir on the Eved Ivri Misafik? Rambam wanted to be makel on the Eved Ivri. Why is he machmer on the suffix? The explanation is, says Rabbeinu in a Sefer Otzer HaMelech, which he finished when he was about 16 years old, by the way, say from the Rambam, which is not normal Kedushim, and he was writing them when he was a mamash, a kid. So he says there that since we view the Eved Ivri, the Kula, Shagula Chatzayin, so his Gula Chatzayin was a Gula Vadois. In other words, originally it was a Gula Vadois. Now he's half redeemed. Now you don't look at it anymore. It isn't Misafik. It's Midin Vade. So his mamish half redeemed. So now his price went down. So now it doesn't matter. He still has to redeem the other half. He still has to give the other 50. Can't say, oh, he gave 100, so let him go free. No. When he gave the 100, he was redeemed by Taurus Vadai halfway. So now there's still half that he has to redeem. So now his price is 100. He wants to redeem the other half. So he has to give another 50. And so that's one example he gives. Rav Tzadok does that a lot. He throws you, Rav Tzadok was a Lamdan Muflag Biyoser. He was a Gaon Olam in Lamdas also. In Gemara Be'ion, Halacha, so he was also he uses that to prove his philosophical and Kabbalistic ideas. So he's trying to show that when you do something with Bnei HaSofek, so it's B'tar HaZvadei. So that's why you can make a bracha even. You can make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni. You make a bracha Asher Kedushanu B'tzav Tzivanu on HaSofek. When you're doing it, except for Demai. And Demai, you don't make a bracha because there, normally it's done by Torah's Vada. So here also he's showing that when you make a bracha on the Meiser, when you make a bracha on when you're goal yourself, when this Eved is goal himself, so it's not by Torah's Suffolk. In other words, is it because we have a Suffolk in the Gemara? Can he be redeem half himself or not? So it turns out Lalacha we paskin, the Rambam paskin, he can redeem half himself when he's doing it with Torah's Vada. He's considered half redeemed, not misafik. That we're not sure, and then if we're not sure, then in the end, so he gave 100, so he should be completely free now. He has to give the other 50. And that's the Gemara in Kedushan and Dafchal Gimel, that when Chazal Rekoveh Adin, Mitoch Safik, like Yom Tov Sheni, so according to Abaye there, it doesn't require bracha. Vade Divrayim Boy Bracha, Sag Divrayim Loy Boy Bracha. But then the Gemara says, what about Yom Tov Sheni? The more answer is, that shouldn't be mezalzel. But normally, suffik doesn't require bracha. Rebbe says, no. When chazal rukovea and din mitoch suffik, you do make a bracha except for demai, because rova me'er it's ma'aslim. So you see again that if you do something misafik, it's b'tara zvade. When chazal rukovea misafik, when you do dvar mitzvah shosel misafik, chalav kedusha shem is bracha b'vade. The name of God is b'vade, and therefore, even a bracha is going to be mandated. And then he brings an example, another one, Dugam is Mashakosa, but she was Haran, who Beis Yosef, Yerdes, and Reish Chav Hei, the Kevan, Shemi Sofek, Tzorich Choshu, Tzorich, Kevan Shemi Sofek, Tzorich Choshu, Kevadai, Mekach Mufor Shloshan, Gemara Bebracha, Stav Beis, and Beis, Bishosh Kiddush, Yom Be'er Shabbos, Ayin Shem Barashi, Dainu Ben Hashmas, with her Kiddush Hayom, Bekedushas, Shabbos. So the Ran is a famous tshuva, we've discussed this in other shiurim, that he's referring to this Ran. Somebody was nishba on Yom Shishi Baboker that he's not going to be the following Shabbos in the city, and he wants to be Matir the Neder, and you're only allowed to be the Neder after it's Chal. So the Ran paskins that since there's a Suffolk Ledina, if he's Mechuyev. Latzeis min ha'ir, koidem ha'Shabbos, machmas nidro. So he makes a Neder that the next Shabbos, he's not going to be in this city. And the question is, does he have to leave before Shabbos? Does he have to leave before Shabbos? It's the machlokas. So what do we say? We say, Safik Daraisa al-Chumrah. So he has to leave. So he has to leave even before Shabbos because of Safik Daraisa, because the machlokas whether he has to leave. We're not sure. So we say, Safik Daraisa al-Chumrah. So if he has to leave, so that means the nether was already chal before Shabbos. So that means even before Shabbos, the chal be matri the nether. Since Mitzafik, he has to leave the city before Shabbos, so it's Chashav Kevadai. That's what he means over when he says, the Kevin, the Mitzafik, Tzarech, Chashav Kevadai. Since Mitzafik has to leave the city, so it's considered like Vadai, because again, once something is Mitara Safik, like we see by making a Bracha, and we see by Yom Tov Sheni, it's Mitzafik, so that you have to do it Mitzafik, now that has a din of Vadai. Right, so that's the famous question according to the Chiddush HaRashba and many others who hold that Sfeikat Daraisa is Lechumra Min HaTorah. So is it, it's, if it's you're doing it Lechumra, is it B'tar Sofik, B'tar Zvadek? It seems Besodik here is saying that even though you're doing it B'tar Sofik, but you're doing it B'tar Zvadek. Now that you have to, you mamish have to. And obviously Nafkaminas, but Zeh Lo Anu Seishalanu. V'chein Mash Meloshen HaGemore, and that's also Mash Meloshen HaGemore and Brachos, and Beis Amid Beis, because again, this the first part of the Sefer is a parish on the beginning of the Zechus Brachos. That Mishal Shekid Hashem B'Erev Shabbos. In other words, you're saying Shema from the time the day was became holy on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says Benash Mashus. Ayat Safik. Nevertheless, Kari Kid Hashem B'Kedush Shabbos. It's already called Kid Hashem, even though it's Mitoch Safik. It's already called holy. Why? Because Mitoch Safik, it's called holy. So Melech Vade holy. From there, you can read it. Read Shema. So according to this, we have a new Hagdorah. Even though Kedusha Shabbos is Kviyah Bekayma from Hashem, as opposed to Kedusha Samoadin, which is Yisrael Kachin Lo Zman Amroz, God sanctified Shabbos, whereas we sanctify the Moadin. But Al Shas, Bein Hashmashos, Bein Hashmashos of Shabbos, Yesh Lomar Gam HaShabbos. We can even say about Kedusha Shabbos, that's Chal, that takes effect, Zman, Safek, that Yisrael, the Kachin Lo Shabbos, that the Jewish people were Mekadesh Shabbos. Af, the Kviyah Bekayma, even though the other times of Shabbos, it's Kviyah V'Kayma. But, Chorma de Safek, but if they're Machmer Misafek, because they don't know if it's Shabbos, it's not Shabbos, it's Ben Hashmashos, Chorma Yisrael, that comes from the Jewish people, and they are Machnis, they bring in this Kedusha. The Klal is that Kol Shem Bnei Yisrael, that if we decide to be Machmer and himself do a mitzvah, it becomes a mitzvah and it has a Kedusha, so we decide that we're going to be Machmer, Ben Hashmashos, and Memela, it's Mitzad Os. Al Shabbos Ben Hashmashos, Yishlomer Gam HaShabbos. We can even say about Shabbos, Yisrael, the Kachinu, the Shabbos, that the Jewish people sanctify Shabbos at the Kviyah V'Kayim, even though Shabbos is normally Kavua V'Kayim, it's established, but it's a Chorma de Safek, Humi Yisrael, but the fact that we're Machmer Misafek, that comes from the Jews, and Memela, since it's our decision to be Machmer Misafek, since we're not sure, Memela, that sanctity comes from us, and then it has Torah's Kedusha Shabbos Bevadek. It has the aspect of Kedusha Shabbos, definitely, the Kosh Bnei Yisrael Machmer, and the Jewish people Machmer themselves, that's also a mitzvah, to make it a mitzvah, Nasa mitzvah, and it becomes a mitzvah, and it has Kedusha, see the Koach of Am Yisrael to create a mitzvah. So this was a very deep and very lumdish shtickle in Reb Tzadok. And Baruch Hashem, we were zelcha to learn Osios Tetzvav and design, and we should be zelcha mitzvah Hashem to continue and see more and more of the philosophy of Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.